This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast, and this is a brief discussion of Apple's quarter and what's happening with Apple. And it's really a mixed story. Even though their ultimate revenues were record revenue, they did miss some of their targets by a small amount. The revenues and profits beat estimates, and so it was overall a great quarter for Apple. It's one of the few bright lights in the overall environment. And remember, Apple's the third largest company in the U.S. by sales, the number one largest by market cap. That's simply amazing when you think about this growing out of Steve Jobs' dream originally. Now, the two dents in the Apple story are as follows. iPhone sales barely missed estimates, as well as their services area, barely missed estimates. And why is that important? That's important because both the iPhone area and the services area are the two biggest part of their business. So even though overall they beat estimates for revenues, beat estimates for profits, the real challenge is they beat it by doing well in a couple other areas that aren't necessarily sustainable. The Mac sales and the wearables went well, but they're not the big drivers of Apple's business. The big drivers are the iPhone and the services side, and those each took a bit of a hit. Apple, in responding to those, at least on the services side, has increased their prices on Apple TV, Apple Music, and the Apple Bundle to try and offset some of that sort of slowness in revenues there. But again, the big story will be what happens with Apple in the long term in terms of the iPhone, which drives so much of their sales in the ecosystem, and the services business, which is really the content subscription type business that drives so much business. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. So even though a great quarter, all is not perfect. Thank you for listening.